What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Scale live stream, the Impact podcast, all that fun stuff. Your host, JVP, Nikki T here, and we got something that's going to add massive value to your world today. Jason and I just landed back home from the All In Freedom event in Dallas, Texas, hosted by our good buddy Carlos Reyes. And when you go to a two-day epic conference, there's a lot to learn. We both took notes that we're going to share with you guys today. So what our goal was is just on today's episode, unpacking a lot of the things that we learned. And one of the things that you guys are going to learn from is some experiences we had backstage at the event. We got a chance to speak with, meet, hang out with some of the biggest names in our game. People like Brad Lee, people like Andy Elliott, Wes Watson, Sean Whalen. We got to have interactive conversations. And I have some really big lessons that we learned from them. And we just want to unpack it for you guys on today's episode, a chance for you to learn. You know, we call it standing on the shoulders of giants. I truly believe the shortcut to success is getting around people that have already done what you've done and ask them how they've done it. And that's what we're going to unpack today. So, Jace, where would you like to start, man? What were some of your biggest takeaways from the All In Freedom event in Dallas, my friend?
Well, I think it starts with before we got there, right? I think it started with Carlos called me and said, hey, you know, I want to... I'm throwing this event and I want you and Nikki T and Heidi to be my guests. And would you help promote the event? And I said, absolutely. And I, without a shadow of a doubt, you see the power of, they say your network is your net worth. And we've heard that phrase 1,000 times. It has never been any more true in my life than it is right now. Plain and simple. When you truly understand that your network is your net worth, and when you are all about relationships and building and giving back, Carlos Reyes has given and given and given and given and given to us over the past 12 months since we met him. And he asked us to return the favor. And blindly, we said, yes, whatever it is, wherever it is, whatever it costs, we will be there. We will support you. We are 100% all in because he gave first without expecting anything in return.
Let's just end the episode there because there's enough value to unpack right there. We could probably spend an hour on this. You know, the thing for me is surround yourself with people that believe in you, that want to see you grow, and surround yourself with somebody that makes you better. You know, for me, mentors have played a huge role in my life, in your life, and Carlos Reyes has stepped in as a mentor to us as well. And, you know, they push you, they make you better. They throw big ass events like this and make you uncomfortable, right? And I think that lesson that you just shared is powerful. For me, I'm glad you started before the event. For me, it's the art of actually going to an event like this. And I really want to unpack this as a huge lesson. Go where your dream audience is. Go where people are that are going to help you grow, help make you better, but also that could contract with your business. This was an interesting thing. And I don't want to beat anybody up on today's show. I want to use this as a learning lesson. We came here and offered free tickets to everybody to go to that event. Okay. My plane tickets were $350, $400, right? So you're talking $1,000 total investment between rooms and all the above. Yet that was a room for some people that was their dream audience. It was full of entrepreneurs, business owners. So if you're a personal trainer, that was 1,000 people that were your dream audience. I'll share with you a very specific story. I have a friend that is a wholesaler and a house flipper. This was a wholesaling and house flipping mecca. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't want to go for $500. We didn't want to take two days away from our life. So my theory is this, not calling anybody out. We're using this as a learning lesson today. Get yourself in the right rooms where your dream audience is. There is no faster way to shortcut your success than being around 1,000 people that are doing what you are doing. Here's what's interesting, Jason. Let's take this house flipper wholesaler, for example. I had side conversations with multiple dudes that are flipping 30 homes per month. Do you think that you have something to learn from a guy who is at the top of the top of the top, yet you won't get on a plane for 2 days to go learn and shortcut your success? To me, it hurt to hear that like some people could have came and learned from that and didn't. So you can't change the past. Best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. Second best time today. What I would use this episode is if you're listening and going, shit, I should have gone. Absolutely, you should have gone. make that next event the one that you learn this lesson on, and don't miss another event like that. If you can get in the right room for $500 or $1,000 or 2 days away from your world, there is nothing more important than being around people that are like-minded, sharing a lot of the same goals, a lot of the same missions, and a lot of people have been there before. So for me, that was a huge takeaway.
Well, another thing too is like I get DMs, I get text messages. Hey man, I want to level up, I want to scale and go to the next level. What do I do? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, dude, do what I am doing. Go to conferences, go to masterminds. When you're the business owner, there's no one ahead, there's no one above you directly in your business, like on your payroll. There's nobody like State 48 Roofing. There's nobody above me in my business. It's me, and then like I gotta make shit happen, right? So by going to these events, I am able to now pick the brains of Wes Watson, Sean Whalen, Carlos Reyes, Dan Martell. Don't forget, Carlos Reyes is business partners with Chris Krohn, who is a borderline billionaire with a B. Like,
and take that even further. They own a solar company. So there's solar reps there, and you have a chance to learn that. And yes, I'll put you on a pedestal because I just think you're freaking awesome. What if you're a young blue collar contractor on the come up? We had a kid fly in from Connecticut so he could meet JVP. Like, think about that. So, you know, the way that I gathered it was, if I'm a young blue collar entrepreneur doing a couple hundred grand in my business, if you're there, I'm going to find your ass at that event and try to get take you to lunch, buy you a cup of coffee. And I call them the hallway talks, the hallway conversations where somebody could learn from you. So I think the biggest thing that we would share with you guys, I guess on the first thing, our takeaway was, if an event comes up in the future, get your ass there. If it's going to make you better. And oftentimes it's supposed to be uncomfortable. Like, the thing is, we grinded what, 15, 16 hour day, you know, we're running on no sleep. That's the point. If you're comfortable, yeah, I don't want to leave my couch either, man. I get it. It's uncomfortable to go travel. Yep. And yes, it's a lot easier to watch a video of Carlos or Wes on a YouTube. I get it. Guys, there is a different world by getting in that experience and feeling a lot of that vibe, man.
You know what you can't get, though, is you cannot get the relationships. You cannot build a relationship with Wes Watson via YouTube. But true, you can when you rub shoulders with him. Now, don't forget, I've been going to these things for a decade, right? And so when you truly understand that, like 10 years ago, I was not paying thousands and thousands of dollars for these tickets. I was the free GA or the $97 GA guy in the back. And at that point, I wasn't able to create a lot of relationships per se with the speakers and whatnot because I only invested that. But I was there, I took notes, and I started implementing the systems, the strategies, and everything that they were sharing from stage. So that's phase one. Phase two is continue to do that, but also we forget that the phase two is also the relationship building, right? You and I both know that we created some awesome relationships there that you cannot create unless you're physically there.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Don't let that stop you. If you're like, well, Jace, I can't get the VIP ticket. I got to share with you a story. I sit down at lunch and there's a table of like 15 of us, right? And a young man had saw us on stage. I'll get into that in a second. We got a chance to speak on Carlos's stage on a panel. And this young man stopped. So you got to picture a round table, guys. Envision, you know, all of us sitting at a round table. I sit down with a plate of food. I'm dying. And a young kid very kindly goes, yo, Nikki T, can I ask you a question? I said, sure, man. We're having lunch. We're breaking bread. Let's roll. Come to find out, he's 19 years old and just got into real estate. The same age that I was when I got into real estate. Guys, this is the power of the right rooms. Little young man asked me, hey, what would you do if you were me? And I said, well, that's funny. I have real world experience of being you in real estate at 19. And I got to have a 30-minute conversation with him and really pour as much as I could into this young man. Gave him a copy of our book, All the Above. Now, will he take it and run with it? Different story, different day. The concept is this. He didn't spend a ton of money to get in that room. He didn't spend a ton of money to get in that lunch. But he had the guts to sit down at a table with me and ask me a question. And I think it was one of the most powerful, profound moments that I had of the event is me talking to a young 19-year-old person just like myself. And he was able to get free advice that took me 20 years to learn. 20 years to learn what I gave him. And I gave him a step-by-step, because I don't hold anything back, you know that. I gave him a step-by-step strategy on what I would do if I had to start my real estate business over again. And you're talking about a guy that's done eight figures, multiple, like literally $30 million of commissions from real estate, sold 3,000 homes. And I honor him for being in the right room, for just sitting and having lunch. And like, it's just powerful. So guys, takeaway number one on today's episode is find the right rooms, get around people that push you, get around people that are like-minded. That's why we obviously have this podcast and this live stream and this community. Plug into these people, dude. Like in the community, if you're watching us in the group right now, there's 900 business owners, entrepreneurs in the family, plug into the tribe, dude, ask for help. But one of the things that I found is when you start talking to people that are doing it at a high level, you know, the question that they absolutely love more than anything, hey, help, like, help me. What would you do if you were me? I love that, dude. I think somebody humbling themselves, coming up and asking a legitimate question, like, what would you do with my brand here? What would you do with my podcast? Or Jason, what would you do to hire your next employee? We love those questions. Like, for me, we didn't get to watch a lot of the show because people kept asking us questions in the hallway and we were connecting with people. I love nothing more than being part of that, you know? And so that's takeaway number one, man. What would you say takeaway number two is for you?
Takeaway number two was from Wes Watson, and he said it before, but he said it just his delivery was just insane. He's very high energy
and cusses just a lot. Just jacked, dude.
Homie. Yeah, just absolutely shredded. But the thing that he came down to, so in the back room after he spoke, we're in the green room, right? And he's there, and there's like 10 guys around him. He's talking and whatnot, and you could tell everybody, including myself, right? And this is the story, including myself. Everybody wanted to take a picture with him. So there's like 10 dudes standing around looking at him like a deer in headlights. And he's like, dude, what are you guys doing? Here's what you need to do. You need to come up to me, shake my hand like a man. Tell me what you do, what you're like, leave an impression. Tell me a big, cool stat, something cool about you, who you are, what do you do, and something interesting about you, right? And so he's telling everybody to do that. And I was the first person. And so, like, nobody would do it. Nobody ever was still, like, you know, a deer in a headlight just sitting there. So I go up and shake my hand. I said, my name is Jason Payne. I'm a business coach, and I also own an 8-figure roofing company, and we do $1 million a month in 4 years. He's like, that's the shit I'm talking about. And we go and take a picture.
But on that note, though, the thing, everybody was so timid to walk up and ask or say hello. And you shot your shot. And for me, that's just who you are, right? And I think there's so much to learn from that. And you're watching all these people timid. The thing that I gathered in that conversation, though, is he was just a homie. Like, he was just a guy that owned a business and just like all that. And I love that he was so approachable. Like, in my opinion, he's doing a lot, dude. I mean, they're doing $2 million a month. The dude is freaking boss, but he was so friendly and so approachable and humble. I thought that was pretty cool. The lesson that I think I learned from you is dudes like that want to help. They want to share. And if you're in the right room, they're going to share with you.
It was cool. How about when Sean and Sax walk into the room and I didn't go up to Sean? Sean came up to me.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
I got to take a step back, man. You know, for you and I, we're very influenced by Sean Whalen, A Lion's Not Sheep. It's been a huge part of our world. We've, you know, give the book to all of our students. A lot of what we do today is because of lessons that I learned being in Sean's coaching program. And it was pretty cool. Sean walks up and gives me some nucks, and we're sitting there talking to Sean Whalen and his wife. But again, approachable dudes. The thing that I gathered on this topic, Jason, I think is worth warranting. The people that you follow online, Brad Lee, Sean Whalen, Wes Watson, we're referencing here Carlos Reyes, they are no different than you at all. They are entrepreneurs that had a dream, that had a voice, that started sharing what they believed in on social media. Like, for me, that was such a big thing. Is they're all human. We're all human. Yeah, you might be 10 years ahead of me. Brother, in 10 years, I'm going to be there, right? Whether that's a year or 3 years. So these gurus that you follow, instead of acting like they are so magical, start modeling what they are doing. And let's just dig in on this because we're on this subject. I want to talk about the power of why we follow people like that. Why do you follow a Wes Watson or Brad Lee? The Brad Lee story for me is so interesting. So let me see if I can pull it up right here. So right before Brad was the keynote of keynotes. Brad Lee was the last speaker of the day.
Yeah, he's the headliner,
right? And I'm going to see if I can show this to you guys. So Brad Lee's getting ready to go on stage. We're hanging out back there with him. And he's literally just ripping a cigar. But this was look at this. This is so interesting. I want to see if you can see it. It's Brad Lee just ripping a cigar, just being himself, being who he is. And he was backstage with us going, you think I'll set off the fire alarms? Why did we all fly in to see a guy like a Brad Lee? Or why do you follow that guru? It's because they have a brand. They have
why do you go to a concert? You just went to a Authority Zero concert, right? Like a month ago here.
Yeah.
But you listen to their music. Their music does not change directly from your AirPods on the beach while you're surfing compared to in person. But why do you not? Why do you go watch them in person? Why do you go to a concert in person? Why do you go to a Chicago Bears football game in person instead of just watching on the TV?
Yeah, I mean it's experiential. But the point that I'm trying to make here is, why would people fly across the country to go see a guy talk that they can watch on YouTube? Because they look up to the guy. And what we're all seeking is the one answer to get more money, more leads, more income, more followers, more notoriety, more celebrity, more authority. Here's the answer. Do what they did. If you want to become a Brad Lee type guy, a Sean Whalen type guy, what did they do? And what are they continuing to do? I'll tell you what they did. This was probably my biggest takeaway from the whole freaking conference. You guys dial into this moment. We're backstage with Brad Lee. Bradley's playing with his cigar and his lighter, and they're getting him a new lighter. And it's you and me, a couple other dudes. There's maybe, what, six or seven of us in a circle. Well, we're just bullshitting. Brad points to his videographer like this, and he goes, "This is the shit I want you filming." And he looks to us, and he goes, "This is the shit you guys need to be filming and putting up on your social medias. The real stuff, the in-between, the non-stage stuff." And it was just 7-8 entrepreneurs talking about life and business and marketing. And the lesson for me was documenting your day, not creating these fake-ass videos. There's things that we're all doing that add to your brand, that add to a Brad Lee brand. And it was so powerful to see him do that in his psychology in the moment. He's just a dude doing his thing. Now, what he's done is he's put a camera crew next to him. So he is a dude doing his thing. And now you get to watch his thing online. I think that is so powerful, dude. The power of a personal brand.
Well, and the other part too, if you pay attention to Brad, Brad's had decent content for several years now, but he really started blowing up on social media when he started pressing record unintentionally, right? The side conversations, just to compliment what you said. The side conversations, the hallway conversations, the green room conversations, the gym conversations, the bathroom conversations, recording those and documenting those is where it's at. My biggest takeaway, the reason why, like you said, okay, those guys are in different chapters. Stop judging people. If you're in chapter 3 and they're in chapter 13, it doesn't mean that they're better than you. They're just in a different chapter than you are. Here's the catch. If you're in chapter 3 and Brad Lee's at chapter 13 and you want to get there, do you stay at 3? Or do you trip and fall and stumble and settle at 6 or 7? Going to my biggest takeaway, hands down, my biggest takeaway was Sean Whalen's speech about Mr. Butters, the snake, and how he bought us. He was terrified. He was terrified of the snakes. Absolutely freaking terrified of snakes. And so his biggest thing is, okay, I figure out what my biggest fear is. And you go and attack it. That's why I bought an Aston Martin for racing. Why? Because it's scary as hell to go 180 miles an hour with a bunch of other guys on a corner. And so, but the deal with the snake is he actually bought a snake, little tiny, little 12-inch snake, little small, like garden snake, whatever thingy, right? And he got it, and it was terrifying. And he was like shaking when he first held it, and he didn't know what to do. Fast forward like 2 years, the thing is now like 12 feet long, eats like full-size rabbits and turtles and goats and sheep. And like the snake eats everything, right? But the point of it is, he said, the difference between me up on stage and you in the stands or you in the audience is we have just overcome the fear that you don't want to overcome. And he said the word fear. He said, that's the biggest thing. Brad Lee has overcome fear that I have not. Sean Whalen has overcome fear that Nick Trevelyan has not. It does not mean that you're that they're better than you. They're not. I've talked to them on personal levels about family, about kids. I was talking to Saxony Whalen for like over an hour in the green room about her kids and playing hockey in their ranch. They're normal dudes. They are, but the difference is that they have the balls to go all in on their marriage, on themselves, in their businesses. And when fear came and hit them, they punched right back. They didn't, did not let that wall of fear stop them in their progress to get them to chapter 13. When at one point in time they were all at chapter 3, like some of us are right now.
Yeah. Dude, you guys, if you just got that, I'd go back and rewind the past 4 minutes. That was some of the most profound information I've ever heard you share. You know what's, Jason, the thing that I learned out of the entire weekend is there's no magic thing. Like, I think I even went in looking to find like a new algorithm hack or like a new ad strategy. And here's what I gathered from all of them, from Sean Whalen, Brad Lee, Wes Watson. Go build a personal brand and become the authority. I hope you guys on video will get this. This is what I wrote down from Wes Watson. He said, your content should be twofold. One day post something that's a behind the scenes shot of what you're up to, your life. He said, act like the Kardashians are following you around with the camera crew. That's celebrity. Then the next post is something and teach something to build authority. And he just said every single day, document something you're doing in your life, your workouts, your kids, your family, your football, your giving, your church, all the above. Become a celebrity as a reality TV show, then document something really badass and teach your wisdom and become a celebrity and authority and just rotate between those. And you're watching guys that literally have built personal brands, and there's 1,000 of us there to see those guys talk, to tell us to just do what they did on social media. And I'm like, okay, cool. So the idea being, you don't need to learn something magical. My favorite quote of the day or the weekend, this was from Wes Watson. You don't need to learn new shit. You need to apply what the fuck you already know. Those are his words, not mine. You don't need to learn new shit. You need to apply what the fuck you already know. We all know you need to get attention on social media. We all know you need to post more. We all know you need a podcast. We all know you need more content. We all know you need more video. We all know you need to make more sales calls. You need to do paid ads. You need to have a sales funnel. You need to be more fit. We all know it. So for me, I came home going, yeah, I don't need to learn something new. I need to implement what I already have working, what I already have going. And for me, that was one of the overarching themes of the weekend, brother, was just take action on the things that you already know. Find that action item list that you already have and just go to war with it. But like the thing about Wes, oh, go ahead, man. Looks like you got something to work in here.
No, I don't have my journal in front of me for what I wrote, but and I forgot it was maybe Cody Sperber. One of my favorite quotes was your personal brand is the new currency.
So good. So good.
And that's what it comes down to is like I go back to my two favorite words, right? And being intentional and being consistent, intentionality and consistency. And when you truly understand that, the other part too that I love about you and that really draws people to you, Nick, is authenticity. Mm. The reason why my two favorite speakers, hands down, I know Cody Sperber, I know his content, I know Dan Martell, I know his content, I know Chris Krohn, I know his content, but I also know Andy Elliott and Sean Whalen and Brad. And Carlos, right? Sean has always been raw, real, authentic. And I resonate with him the most, hands down. Brad Lee.
I think we're mutual on that.
And Andy Elliott, even more. Like, he is so raw and real. The other thing, he's also close. He's 30 minutes away from me, so I get to be around him a lot. But, like, the principle, those three guys, right? Brad Lee, Sean Whalen, and Andy Elliott. Like, apart from Carlos Reyes. Those guys are so authentic that is who they are always on and off camera. And that's that when you truly understand, like if you come off fake, nobody's going to follow you. Come off authentic.
But I think there's a lesson here for even a business owner watching is there shouldn't be a separation from your business side of you and your personal side of you or your online content versus who you are as a human being. We and Jason believe, and we've learned a lot of this from Sean Whalen, is the person that you are should be the person that you are online, just who you are, right? And you shouldn't tone down or dim your shine to make somebody else happy, and you shouldn't try to make everybody happy either, right? You're allowed to be polarizing on your beliefs. You're allowed to be who the fuck you are. You know, today, I am a long-haired, bearded surfer. It's who the fuck I am. I don't care what you have an opinion of me. This is who I am. It makes me happy, right? I am me. You are you. And that's just who we are. But the thing is about our videos online, our podcast, we're not a different dude when you meet us in person. We don't have some stage persona. We're the same fucking guy, right? And I learned that about Sean. I really respect that. And so being just genuine and authentic in your content, you know, I'll meet somebody and they're an amazing human and I love their stuff. And then they get on camera and they're just like, hello. Welcome to today's video. I'm like, dude, just be yourself, man, because that camera is just an extension of you and your personality. And I love that. And I think there's so much to learn from that, my friend. A couple other things that I have to work in here. Wes kind of shared this, and I think everybody glazed over it. He was just talking about his daily schedule. He was talking about what time he gets up. But then he worked this in and I caught it. And he goes, yeah, I just do that because there's two things that for him are a non-negotiable in his day. Working out and posting his content on social media. So what he figured out was this. If those are the two things that matter most, his health and his fitness, his body, and creating content for social media, he just moved his schedule back a couple hours so nobody could interrupt him during that time. And he kind of said it really fast. And I went to my pen as fast as I could. His first two things that he works on every day are his health and fitness and posting content on social media. Why? Because his body matters. It's the foundation. It's his vehicle. It's his Lamborghini. And then his content is what drives his business. And I hear this all the time. People get on calls with us for help with their business. Nick, I know I need to post more, but I'm busy. But you need to, you don't have enough clients. And this is my favorite thing. Well, Nick, I don't have enough clients. I don't have enough deals. I don't have enough leads to work, but I'm busy and I don't have time to create social media content. But the content is what gets you clients, and you don't have the clients and you don't have the money. So what are you doing? You're like, what are you doing with your day? Making these things a priority, I think, are huge. And hearing that from a Wes Watson doing 2 million a month with millions of followers was really, really powerful. And then there was one other quote that I just got to work in here from Wes. Man, there was something in his speech that really gravitated towards me. Just his sheer genuineness is build yourself into the individual, the person that you admire. Create yourself into somebody that you admire, that you're proud of, and that you look up to. Then give that person back to the world. I thought that was so powerful. He was talking about himself and how, you know, Jason, I don't come from money, nor do you, right? We're both community college dropouts. I barely made it through freaking high school. And I've had to build myself into a guy that I'm proud of. And that I want to take that man and give him back to the world via podcast, via our book, via our content, via our seminars. And he was talking about that too. You know, a guy from prison, he's like, yeah, I wasn't that person. So I went to work to build that person, a person that I was no longer embarrassed of. And dude, like for me, that was so profound is we don't have to know how to become that perfect person, but you could go to work on it and you could start taking habits and rituals from those guys that are successful. And here's what I know. If that guy has a podcast and he's successful, I want to be like that. Well, then I should do that. Okay. That guy works out every day. Well, I don't know how to do it yet, but I should probably do that. That guy posts a video per day. And then as you start getting proud of the individual that you are, give that person back and start sharing that advice back to the world. And so that two-step formula for me, again, guys, build yourself, create the individual that you are proud of, that you are proud of, then give that person back to the world and make an impact. Dude, that to me was my favorite quote, writer downer of the weekend.
Well, and it's funny we say that because I've had people want to be coaches and do that kind of stuff. And I've had people even call me like a scam artist or imposter syndrome for doing coaching. And they're like, what have you built? And I'm like, well, I built an 8-figure roofing company in 4 years. So
kind of did a million last month. Like, how much did you do?
1.25 last month during Thanksgiving, you know, but the point of it being was, and I told them like, Don't forget, I've been doing roofing for 14 years. I didn't really start catching momentum till year 10 or 11.
You took the lumps, man.
Do you see like, that though? Like, I was willing to put in the reps. I was willing to. It's like you're bragging on a six pack and like, you're like, now I'm going to be very, very transparent here. I'm not going to name names, but there's a lot of people that have started 75 Hard recently or started the Andy Elliott Extreme Revolution bullshit thing. Not in a bad way, but like his little 100 thing. But like, we have our 7-day cash machine and our 30-day challenge, right? I love the 30-day challenge, but like, dude, stop boasting and stroking your, you know what, day 1 and 3 and 5 and 10. Like, do it all 30 and then hit me up. Do 75 hard. Like, don't start talking shit or acting cool till you're past day like 50. But everybody, the first 5, 1, 3, 5, 10 days, 15 days, they get all jacked up. I have done 100 push-ups every single day since August 18th. I've never missed travel, sickness, exhaustion.
You get them at your hotel room, bro. We were watching college football. You've done them on flights to conferences.
Yeah, you were talking to Heidi in the other room, and I was freaking went to the other room to go do my push up.
Here's the point that I think you're making that I see is we have made a career out of this. We have made a career. Our life's work is building ourselves into the ultimate version of ourselves. We have made a career out of creating content, out of our show, out of our book, out of our coaching, all the above. And the concept for me is find where you want to go and just work daily until you freaking get there. The way that I see all of this, Jason, is we're chopping a tree. Just keep chopping in the same spot over and over again. Somebody asked you, they were next to you and as I'm speaking, man, he's real good at this. And you just looked at him, you're like, you have no idea, dude. You have no idea. Guys, I gave speeches when there was two people in the room. How'd you start speaking? Bro, I started speaking. I invited two people down. Then we got 5. Then we got 10. Then we got 15. It's so funny. So to fill you guys in, Jason and I are backstage. We have no clue about this. We're standing next to each other. We get a tap on the shoulder. Hey, you guys are on. We're on what? You're on the panel. What? Within 10 seconds, they walk us up on stage. What are we saying? I don't know, but here's a microphone. We're in front of 1,000 people, and Carlos put us on the spot knowing we're going to deliver. And we got to give a speech to 1,000 people, each of us. And we got to do it together, which was one of the proudest moments of my entire life, doing that with you. But we don't just magically fall there. A guy just DM'd me, Nick, how do I speak more? You speak more. That's how, bro. How do you get more fit? You fucking work out and eat clean. How do you create more content? You record the content, bruh. How do you start a podcast? You fucking start it. Stop trying to ask questions. Stop watching videos. Stop chalkboard talk. Actually do the shit that you want to do right now. Everybody listening, watching has a list.
It's interesting that you do that, Nick. It's interesting that you say that, because you said, get the tree, you have a tree and you have an axe. And you said, hit the exact same spot over and over and over again. Now, over time, you and I both know that that axe will get dull.
Sure.
Don't go get a new axe or try a chainsaw or go get a new tree. Dude, just sharpen the same damn axe that you have and go back to the exact same spot. Don't forget, you at least had two people on your stage. I didn't have anybody on my stage for a decade. I literally had
it. You were at my little bit office trainings. Every Friday, I would give 50 speeches a year. Every single Friday, we'd take the holiday ones off. Jason was there. We'd bribe people with donuts to show up, and sometimes there'd be four people. Sometimes there'd be 40. But I did it. The art for you guys. Take that list of big, badass shit that you want to do and just start doing it. Just start the podcast. Just start the content. And what happens when you do that over and over and over again? Eventually, you are going to get where you want to go. There's no way that you can't. The simplest analogy on this, if you want to get fit, if you daily did something active and worked out and you daily ate healthier than the bad stuff, no, it is just a matter of time before that tree falls down. But here's what you want to do. Most people want to go YouTube, the best tree to chop. Oh, there's a different wood over. Well, so-and-so chopped a tree down miles away. Find the tree that you want to fall down and just fucking chop. And you're going to get blisters and you're going to get sunburnt and you're going to get tired. But just chop at the same spot, pending that is the tree that you want to fall over. And eventually that tree is going to fall down. I have a story for you on this. 1 month ago, somebody hopped on a free business audit with me, begging and pleading and crying that their business isn't where they want it to be. I gave an hour and a half free coaching session. Should have paid me $1,000 for it. I gave it for free. The formula was simple. Record one authentic, real video per day and post it to Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. One video. It will take you 30 minutes. Jason, want to take a wild guess at who called me last night for help? Nikki.
Same person.
My business hasn't grown since we chatted last month. Hey, did you do the one video per day? No, I did like three and then I stopped. I didn't give you an option of like try something different. I said do one video per day. This is what I do. We helped a client of ours make 50 grand with this formula. The art is this. Follow through on the shit that you say you are going to do. You already know what you want to do. On your list of big goals for the new year or for last year, there's all these things that you want to do. You don't need to learn something new. Here's what Sean said. This is from Sean Whalen. There is no education issue. It is an application issue. And just like you said, yes, it should scare you to start your podcast. It should. It should scare you to record content. And I'll tell you, it even scared the shit out of me. I don't know about you. Walking on stage in front of 1,000 people is our biggest audience. We've done 500. We've done 700. I don't know, man. 1,000 people with the bright lights. That was a big fucking room. Even
there
I was
so many
scared.
Lights, I couldn't even see them. It was normal.
I was
to
shaking,
me.
My palms were sweaty, my brain's racing. But you have to lean into those things. And here's what I've gathered in all of this. You mentioned this about Sean and Wes and all these people. They've leaned into the things that are hard. Here's what I want you guys to do, because this isn't a one-way conversation. I want to give you guys an action item. I want you to do this. What is that tree for you right now? I want to hear from you in the comments. I want you to DM me personally and tell me, what is the big ass tree that you want to chop down? Then identify what is one small what is one small step you could take today to get you there? And then could you do that same step every single day, day in and day out until that tree falls down? For example, Nick, I want to create more content. Great. Just film one video, bro. Please pull out your phone and record it. And I'll promise you this, on week 2 and 3, it gets easier. Is that, hey, I really need to get fit. You and I just both talked about this, Jason. I told you as my brother, I said, Jason, I see these boys that are jacked out of their minds. My body's okay. It's average. I'm done being average. What's the action? What's the treat? I want to get more fit. What's the action? Work out. Dude, I worked out for 30 minutes this morning. Didn't take all day long. I just fucking did it. I put in some Avenged Sevenfold and I went and worked out. And all I have to do is manage to not stumble into a Taco Bell or a McDonald's today and I'll be A-okay. Right. But then you just do that every single day. I don't need to go TikTok or YouTube or get on a chalkboard and find the ultimate path. I just need to swing the axe that I have. So for you guys, your action item, watching, listening, I want to hear, what is your action item? What is that big ass thing that you want to do? And not tomorrow, not next month, not Monday, not next year. What is one action that you can take today? Go do that. Then here's what I want you to do. Once you take action on it, I want you to document that on your Instagram or on your Facebook story. I want you to tag me and Jason. Go tag me and Jason in that. I'm at Nicholas Trevelyan. He's at Jason the Roofer. Guys, we want you to use our content as a catalyst to build upon, to get some energy from. And that's why we're doing all this, brother. So those are some of my thoughts, man, on the tail end there. Do you have anything else you'd like to share with the crew?
Dude, just like I said, whatever it comes down to is like you said, we... Part of the conference that I heard was, we'll go to the gym and we'll do the easiest things where there's the least amount of resistance, even at the freaking gym. And we ask ourselves, why are we not getting bigger? Why are we not getting stronger? Why am I not getting more ripped? Because we stop at the hard part. Mm-hmm. We'll literally get up, we'll change, we'll go to the gym, we'll work out, but we won't do the hard workouts. We'll just do the workouts that everybody else is doing. And then when it comes to the really hard shit or that extra set or those extra reps, we stop. We'll do a 30-day challenge and we'll get a phone call just like you said. And, well, what happened? Well, it's 30 days. Yeah, I only lasted like 3 or 4 or 7 days, and then I stopped. Yeah, because, dude, you're still in the honeymoon phase for the first 7 days.
But
right?
If it was easy, from a sheer business owner standpoint, if it was easy, 95% of businesses wouldn't fail within 5 years. If you could just do one little post on social and you go viral and money falls out of the sky, everybody'd be rolling around in Rolls Royces. It's not supposed to be easy. It is supposed to be hard. And you should want it to be hard, because that hard will make you a better person. That hard will grow you. That hard will turn you into a leader. That hard will give you some proven in the trenches freaking battle scars. Ferris said this, and I absolutely love this. He said, don't trust a leader that doesn't walk without a limp. And the point he was making was this. You're supposed to go take the lumps for your tribe. You as that person, as that leader, as that guide that's going to grow them up the fitness journey or the roofing journey or whatever the thing is that you do, you should be the one that's done the transformation and learned where the snakes are. You should have fallen off the cliff, got blasted in your face. You're the one that should have a scar because you've been in the jungle. You have taken the freaking lumps. You know where the turns, like for me, there's nothing more beautiful than somebody that's gone and failed. Young man called me up yesterday, Jason. And he was upset. And he said, hey, man, I'm trying this stuff and it's just not working. And I said, congratulations, you at least fucking tried. Because now we know what doesn't work for you. And he's done it consistently. Great. The only way to learn that that doesn't work for you is to actually do it. So many people want to talk about things in theory. Don't talk about things in theory. Get into the game, then navigate. And so for me... For you, really, watching, listening, is start taking the lumps. Start going and figuring the stuff out, because your community deserves it. If you want to be that thought leader and you want people to pay you money to help them solve problems, you have to know what those problems are like. And you learn that from being in the trenches, man.
Well, that's really what it comes down to. When you truly understand the power of being consistent, that's all they're doing. Right? Wes Watson is jacked. Why? Because do you think he doesn't work out for a day or two or a week or two sometimes because he doesn't feel like it, or he's sick, or he's on vacation, or he's traveling? No, it's a non-negotiable, right? Or eating healthy. Do you eat healthy once a day or every meal of every day, right? Or just a couple days a week, or only you give up on the weekends. That's the biggest thing, is like the word momentum. Momentum with your body, momentum with your spirit, momentum with your mind, momentum with your business. You have to continue to put fuel to the fire. That's what people say. I get it all the time. Jason, you're going 100 miles an hour. How do you do it? I'm like, dude, there's no other option. Because if I take my foot off the pedal, someone or something is going to get sacrificed and is going to lose.
You have competitors. That's the thing that nobody understands, is if you're not willing to do it, somebody wants your clients.
And dude, let me tell you this. Sorry, Nikki D. Let me tell you this. You sparked the story. I cannot we cannot stop without telling this story. Remember Andy Elliott's story about the competitor? Andy Elliott on the stage talks about how he said, you don't even need your competition to put you out of business because you put yourself out of business. You give up on yourself. You stop putting in the work. You stop putting in the reps. You stop putting in the effort. You give up before your competitors give up. And that's why they beat you. Not because they're better than you. They just outlast you. I see a Hormozy shit all the time all over social media. Dude, just don't give up and you'll beat 98% of your competition. Stay consistent. Don't give up. And that's what he says. But he's like, dude, he's like, you guys, literally the problem is if you look in the fucking mirror and fix that problem, you would smoke everybody else. Mm-hmm. But you think that your competitors are going to put you out of business when your own fucking self is going to put you are going to put yourself out of business because you're going to stop. You're going to give up.
Bro, you spit.
Blew my brains out. So good.
But here's the thing that I've gathered in summary after spending time with our heroes, dude, and hanging out with people that I followed for years online. They ain't no different. And guess what all of their magic formulas are? Get fit, treat your body right, and have more energy. Got it. I can do that. Okay, got it. Post to social media more. Got it. Build a following, build an audience. Got it. Then fucking make offers to your audience on the thing that you are selling. Okay. I can do that. Like, oh my gosh. And it's so funny. I look at where our business has been and where it's going. I'm like, oh my God, this is the sneakiest thing on the planet. Just do what they're doing and just listen to what they're saying. And for me, somebody asked me yesterday, he goes, dude, what was the one thing you learned? I said, I learned nothing from Dallas. He goes, what do you mean? I said, I learned nothing. Here's the concept. I knew I needed to be more fit before I got on that plane. Right. I knew I had that goal. I knew I needed to get more followers and build a brand. I knew we needed to create more content, do more paid ads and get our message out there, get our book out there. I knew all of that. I was just reminded by the guys at the top level. You just need to do more of the thing that's already working. And guys, to bring things down on a real note, here's where that starts. It starts with 30 minutes per day. Jason, I am convinced 30 minutes per day will change your life in anything that you do. 30 minutes per day, you can learn a new language. 30 minutes per day, you can write a book. 30 minutes per day, you can lose 50 pounds. 30 minutes per day, you can post a ton of stuff on social media. 30 minutes per day, you can start an episode or a record a podcast. 30 minute per day blocks with your relationships. 30 minutes uninterrupted with your kids. 30 minute per day blocks will completely change your life. Now here's
but the not, not just not just per day, every day. Some people say, Jason. Jason, no, but every fucking day, not when it's convenient or when you're on a high or when you got back from Dallas and you're jacked up or hashtag never miss a Monday. Mm-hmm. Like, where's your ass at the gym on Saturday and on Sunday and on Friday and on Thursday and on Wednesday? Or do you just do it when it's convenient or if it's a fad or when it's cool or when you don't have any leads, you start all of a sudden creating content for social media because you don't have any leads? What happens when you're bombarded with leads? Still keep posting, still keep generating leads. You don't stop.
That's it. The way that I see the 30 minute blocks now though is, so you got 48 of those blocks per day, right? That's it. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to do, and you got some of those blocks already pre-dedicated to sleep. I'm not saying don't sleep. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is this: grab some of those 30 minute blocks and make them for the things that matter in the goals you're working on. And just say, hey, these are my blocks today, right? Like, I'm going to focus on these today. I think when we do that, dude, your life is completely changed. And how fast does it start? Here's what I know. Let me just be vulnerable with you guys. Coming home off the plane, I knew I'm seeing Andy Elliott, who's jacked. Jason knows, I don't want Andy to ever make me take my shirt off in front of him. And I will never be in that position again. He made somebody on stage. You guys have seen his viral videos. He made this dude take off his shirt and he starts drawing on his belly with a Sharpie marker. Anyway,
and the dude was pretty fit.
That my commitment was this, man. I'm going to take those 30 minute per day blocks and I'm going to make sure that block gets done first in my day. That's it. And I'm going to create more content. There was nothing brand new. And for you guys watching, listening, sorry if you were expecting a Chat GPT AI algorithm hack that's going to make you millions overnight. Congratulations. What we gathered from the Dallas conference, whether you like it or not, was find the simple things, do them every single day and do them consistent.
And the reason why, like I said, I wasn't in the room taking a lot of notes, but in the beginning, you need to be taking notes so you can start to implement those systems and processes into your business and those routines and those habits and develop them. I've developed them. I haven't mastered them, but my next thing was creating those relationships and cultivating and nurturing those relationships. So that's what the biggest thing is, like, I just put in the notes here. FTI, failure to implement.
I love that, man.
I traveled with somebody for many years that went to a lot of stuff. I worked for him for about 9 years. He went to all these conferences. He came back and didn't implement anything. And his company didn't grow. And he's been doing the same amount of revenue for 25, 30 years. Sure. You have to understand that if you do not implement what you learn on this podcast, right, on this episode, in that book, right, on that, from that reel, if you do not implement what you're learning, you're never going to grow. Plain and simple. So shut up, stop talking shit, and go and do the work. Do something hard.
We getting after it on a live stream today. So guys, I dropped you this action item. I'm going to finish with it. What's the one thing you're going to take action on? What's the one thing you're going to take action on today? Go do it. Then go tag me and Jason on Instagram at Nicholas Trevelyan and at Jason the Roofer. We'd love to see you taking action on this. But here's the art of waiting till tomorrow or waiting till Monday or waiting till next month, next year. If you could just lean into that, say, yeah, you're right, dude. You could be listening to us right now. Hit end, tie your running shoes, go tie your dirty Nikes, go on a run. You could pull out your phone, rip a piece of content right now. You could DM a lead. There's so much that you could do. Jason, I think we have covered what we learned in Dallas. Would you like to add any final thoughts on time spent on stage with Carlos? We did it. I think we did it.
Go do something hard. All caps, H-A-R-D. Go do something hard. Don't give up. Do it. Wait until it gets hard, then do it and do it again and do it again and do it again.
And that, my friends, is another episode in the books. Took a lot of work just to reach the top.